My name is Chelsea Peterite. I'm a resident of North Stratford, and I'm a 7th and 8th grade science teacher in Lancaster. And I would like to share with you some conversations I had with my students today after attending the scoping hearing last night in Whitefield. I try to be very open and clear in my classroom about what my opinions are, and we try to respect everyone's opinions in my room, but one class specifically asked how the scoping hearing had gone the night before, and I told them a little bit about what I had heard for estimates of the numbers of attendees. I wasn't exactly sure, and I told them that there were 40 or more speakers, and they wanted to know how many speakers spoke in favor of Northern Pass and how many against. And I told them that there were 3 who had spoken for Northern Pass, and the rest of the speakers were against. And they wanted to know who the speakers were. Well, of course, I don't remember their names, but I told them one was an elected official, and 2 were loggers or worked for logging companies. Right away, the room breaks into conversation, and a girl pipes in. She said, well, they're expecting to get jobs. And another kid said, well, they probably will get jobs. And another one pipes in, well, so they cut things and then what? And I said, well, I'm not really sure. Another kid said, well, they have to build the towers. And they all look at each other and they're like, I don't know anybody that knows how to build something like that. My uncle's an electrician, he could probably help with that part. And then another kid said, well, they'll probably bring people from somewhere else that know how to do these sorts of things. And another kid said, well, you know, that's great, but that's not a whole lot of jobs. Finally, a kid admits, I don't understand what the big deal is. How hard is it to put up a wooden pole? I have wooden poles all down my road. Another kid says, well, they're not wooden poles. So we looked online and we saw some examples of some of the poles that might go up. And he looks at them and he realizes, I think I understand what the big deal is now. Another class, we were talking about qualitative versus quantitative data. And they were concerned that they wanted to know whether Northern Pass would be collecting data. And I told them a little bit about this whole process. And their concern was that quantitative data involves numbers, and there's going to be a lot of data, and numbers are pretty easy to collect. But they were concerned that the process wouldn't take into account qualitative data, which is descriptive. And I asked why that was important, and they said, well, because there's a lot of things that you can't measure with numbers, like how much people love their homes and how much they love New Hampshire. And so they wanted me to make sure that you understood that it's not just the numbers that you have to take into account, the things that you can't measure. Thank you.